You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It is about 6 minutes to nine Eastern Standard Time on December 27th. And NPR News is now reporting that Benazir Bhutto is dead. The Pakistani opposition leader was killed today at a rally when a bomb went off. We have on the line Kamal Siddiqui with the News International. And Kamal, can you give us any more details about the rally and how many people were injured and how many blasts there were?
Well, the details right now are very sketchy, but we are given to understand that 16 people have died as a result of the bomb blast, and that around 80 people are injured. And the main general hospital is now turning away patients who are coming in and redirecting them to other hospitals because their emergency ward is now full.
And Kamal, from what you've learned and from various reporting, where was Benazir Bhutto when the attack happened?
From what we have been given to understand from the pictures that have come out and that are being seen on television, Benazir Bhutto had completed her rally speech, had gotten into her car, and was going towards outside the park where this rally was held. And it was at the main gate of the park that the bomb blast took place. But there's also report that there was some firing, and Benazir Bhutto died as a result of some bullets. But we are not very sure whether it was the bullets or the bomb blast that killed her at this stage.
Do we know if Ms. Bhutto had any kind of security or protection or a military escort?
Benazir Bhutto, like all major political leaders, was given a police escort. But it is obvious that the security was not as tight or as good as it should have been, because if this occurred at the main gate as she was leaving, possibly there was a security lapse where the security people thought that the rally was over and they could relax, and that was the time when the attackers struck.
And for how long had this rally been planned, and what was the original purpose of this rally?
These rallies Benazir Bhutto has been holding all over Pakistan, and today was in Rawalpindi, which is the town next to the capital, Islamabad. And like all major political party leaders, after the lifting of emergency, they were holding rallies as part of the electoral drive. So this was one of several rallies she's held in the past month or so. And this was a rally that was supposed to garner support for a local politician of her party to get people to vote for him.
We're talking to Kamal Siddiqui with News International as the information is coming into us here at NPR News that Pakistani opposition leader Benazir Bhutto has died when there was an attack that happened on a rally earlier today. Kamal, how many people can you guess, or how many people are reporting that were actually attending the rally today in Rawalpindi?
The figures are not clear, but over 10,000 were at that rally. And because Benazir Bhutto was a very popular leader and quite a crowd puller, so the park was packed at the time of the rally. But at the time she left, possibly half of the people had left the rally. This is what we can understand.
Now, this is not the first time in as many months that there have been suicide attempts against Benazir Bhutto. When she returned to the country back on October 19th, there was another attempt at her life. You mentioned that many of these rallies have been happening in the interim months. Have there been any other attempts or any other thwarted attempts in the past 2 months?
For Ms. Benazir Bhutto, there was the attempt in October and then this attempt. But for other political leaders, there have been one or two attempts, but they have been such that were not seen as a major threat, as in it was a very small politician or a local leader that was attacked at some point, but nothing of this magnitude.
And has there been any word from President Pervez Musharraf about the attack?
Not yet, but the government has said that an inquiry committee has been constituted. At the same time, the other opposition leader, Nawaz Sharif, is at the hospital where Ms. Bhutto died. And he is right now condoling with the party leaders there.
All right. Kamal Siddiqui, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us. Once again, reporting that Benazir Bhutto, the Pakistani opposition leader, was killed today as the result of an attack at a rally where she was speaking. Stay with NPR News and NPR.org for more details on the story as it evolves. You've been listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm John Fugelsang.